The Digital Journey on Radio Kerry, supporting digital transformation in Kerry.
Fionnuala, something that we've become more accustomed to now is the concept of remote and hybrid working. Have you noticed there that more and more businesses and more employees maybe are taking up this hybrid work solution?
Absolutely. It wasn't as profound or even the norm for COVID. And I suppose we had opened in January of 2020. And then, of course, the pandemic happened. And I think there's just been a huge shift in the way people work nowadays. So initially, there was a lot of uncertainty about your effective remote working and how would companies manage this, but it's been reported increased job productivity, lower overhead costs, and higher employee satisfaction overall. And it's been a game changer for a lot of companies, and us in particular. We became full last year, in August of last year, where we added 50 additional workstations just to be able to accommodate that need, because people are finding that it is beneficial to their company.
It certainly is. And office space, as you mentioned there, for remote working is something that you do offer in the RDI Hub. What kind of benefits, Fionnuala, do people get, we'll say, when they avail of the space that you offer in Killorglin?
Well, it's a huge benefit. I mean, inside an RDI Hub, we foster innovation, creativity, joy, entrepreneurship. It's that sense of community. So it's not just come in and work for the day. We have many different membership packages. You know, you come in 5 days a week, come in 2 days a week, or you could hot desk for the day. We do have that service available as well. And, you know, it's that sense of like-minded individuals being around you and learning new areas and being able to ping an idea off someone that isn't necessarily in your company but might be in that sector. It's massive advantages, you know, mainly the community, but we offer a host of different services. You know, we have fully hybrid capabilities in here, we have meeting room spaces, we have an entrepreneur in residence in here, as well as multiple programs and events and networking opportunities.
That's fantastic, and it's great that people can avail of all those as well, you know, when they're setting up their space there. The work-life balance has been something that's been more in focus, especially in more recent years, I think, Fionnuala. Is that one of the driving forces, do you think, behind maybe the increase in remote working just based on the people that you have in the RDI Hub?
Absolutely. People do not want to travel for work. So the travel, you know, Kerry is such a scenic place, you know, the pace, it's not city life. And we have a lot of people that relocate. Our members are made up from, you know, Australia, South Africa, UK, Croatia, people coming down from Dublin. And it is that sense of, you know, harmony and that work-life balance where you aren't spending maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours traveling each and every day just to get into the office environment. We still provide the office environment. And you still have that balance to have additional hours in your day to spend at home, really.
That's fantastic. And it's a great option for people to have that can do it. You mentioned that you added additional spaces to your remote working in your office space setup last year. How many spaces are you offering at the moment?
So, yeah, we were very, very fortunate last August to reach full capacity. So at the moment, we have a total of 150 desks on site. Now, we do have a lot of members. We would have about 30 spaces available. It's a very you know, busy environment. We have multiple breakout rooms and, you know, huddle spaces and focus rooms and things like that. So it is open plan, but we have that mixture of meeting room space and you're quieter, you needed to go on calls.
We talked about, I suppose, the work-life balance there a few minutes ago. But as well as that, there are other benefits as well, I suppose, in terms of being a business owner that maybe is facing high operating costs. I know the cost of rent and electricity is something that businesses have found that have been increasing recently, and their operating costs have obviously gone through the roof as a result. But if remote working is an option for that business, we'll say, does it help then to reduce some of these costs for businesses, you know, if they don't need to provide office space anymore and people can either work from home a few days or go into the likes of yourselves or the other hubs around the county? Is that kind of an added benefit, I suppose, for business owners then, Fionnuala, do you think?
Absolutely. Now, I will say that RDI Hub isn't a co-working space. So we aren't a co-working space because what we offer is so much more. It's our wraparound services. So, you know, being able to have those lunch and learns with our entrepreneur and residents and fostering that innovation, that entrepreneurial spirit. So that's at the forefront of what we do. So we do have a world-class facility. We've built a state-of-the-art workspace for teams and innovators to do their best work. But, you know, at the very minimum, it is the workspace. Like everything else that encompasses having a membership in RDI Hub is so much more beneficial to any company that's looking to place their team in this type of environment.
It certainly is. And talk us through it then. If someone was interested in having members of their team based with you in the RDI Hub, what does it involve or how would they go about, we'll say, organising it, Fionnuala?
So we have three different membership types. So you would actually apply to become a member. So we have our dedicated desk, which is 5 days a week. And then we have our virtual plus offering, which is 2 days a week. And we also have just introduced a virtual platform. So this is for anyone, you know, that can't relocate to Kerry or can't take advantage of being on site. But in addition to all of this, we do have a hot desking area. So you can buy, you know, a hot desking pass on the Connected Hubs website. So what a company would do is they'd come to us, they'd fill in an application form as to, you know, why they're looking to be an RDI Hub, what they're looking to do. It's normally to create a new product or service or to create jobs in the region, because that's what we focus on. You know, that's our top mind for us, and our North Star is bringing Joe High Skills jobs to the region and ensuring that we are creating products and services. But for member companies that are interested, they can come in and apply to be a member of RDI Hub, or they can avail of our hot desking area. Now, in line with that, we also do have a 50-seater event space. So this is for external booking. And really, it is a fantastic, you know, fully hybrid tech space, perfect for team away days, strategy sessions, any event that you have in mind. So we have like a dual aspect camera that has advanced tracking software enabled. So, you know, allows presenters to incorporate movements into their presentations, a full surround sound system with ceiling drop mics and speakers. Our in-house production team handles everything from technical needs to catering requirements. And then outside of that, we also have meeting rooms that can be booked externally.
Fionnuala, given the rise, I suppose, of remote working in recent years, we've spoken quite a lot about it on the show. And one thing that always crops up is people talking about that human connection that might be missing, or if they, you know, have a place where they can go to get that human connection, I suppose, that it's important to them. Just how important is it for employees' well-being that they do have that when they are working remotely?
It's so important. I think people really, really underestimate how community driven we are as humans. It's built into our DNA. You cannot be at home all the time. It's not actually good for your mental health. We have people coming here that are happy to come in here for 2 or 3 days just because they've been working from home, and at this point they need that human connection. And we really, really foster that in RDI Hub. You know, we have a huge collaboration space, and this is where we'd have to our network breakfast mornings, and we'd have our members mixers. So you come as a member and you, you know, highlight why you're in RDI Hub, and we'd have those chats, and it's all about the food. Once you bring the food, everyone else loves to come. And it's really those coffee moments where you just strike an idea with someone, having a conversation that you didn't think you were going to have. And it's just super, super important for people to recognize that communication is done 80% through body language. You cannot continuously be on virtual calls. And yes, we're set up for hybrid working, and that's all fantastic, but really you're never going to eliminate the need for human interaction, that one-to-one.
You're certainly not, and you touched on it there, you know, even just having the normal everyday conversations and having that human connection is important, but also in terms of maybe dealing with the crisis that you have in your own business that someone else might have gone through, or a solution that someone comes up with that might work for your business as well. So there's lots of different benefits to it, but it's just to have the opportunity like you have there in the RDI Hub with those different events that you hold where people can come together and just talk amongst themselves.
And that's exactly it. And we do have, you know, open community events. We have our AI masterclass that's on the last Tuesday of every month. That's hybrid, so you can join online or you can pop into RDI Hub, and we always encourage people to pop in. This is a free open event based around generative AI, and we take a different team each month, you know, be it how could you incorporate it into your workplace, how is it going to make your job easier. And you know, when you bring people together, there's just such an energy that comes about, you know, meeting other people and having these conversations. And that is open to anyone. So if anyone is interested, you can check that out on our website under our programs tab. And I would encourage anyone that's thinking of, you know, wanting to come into a space like this, or even just needing that human connection, come along to RDI Hub. We'd be happy to welcome you.
Speaking of technology there, I suppose we've really seen the advancements in technology and how they've played a vital role in enabling people to work remotely. Like, it's amazing the jobs that can be done remotely because of the advancements in technology. Do you think that's something that we'll see more of in the future, that more and more jobs can have the option of working remotely based on those advancements that we are seeing?
Absolutely. And, you know, companies should be gathering their feedback from their employees to understand, you know, their preferences and their needs, and invest in that technology that supports both remote and in office work. It's essential, you know, clear communication, setting expectations, but leaders really should focus on creating a flexible, you know, inclusive and supportive work environment that can adapt to these changing circumstances. Technology is constantly advancing, you know, especially with the dawn of AI and how imperative that's becoming in people's everyday lives. And really, we should be looking at it from the point of view that it is an opportunity, and that it is there to make your job easier, your work life easier. And there should be really no excuse for not being able to provide a hybrid working model.
That's really, really interesting, and it'll be an interesting one to keep an eye on, I suppose, and see what advancements come next. Fionnuala, it's been lovely speaking with you, and thanks a million for taking the time to join me on In Business.
Thank you for having me, Amber. It's been a pleasure.
The Digital Journey, brought to you by Radio Kerry and the RDI Hub in Kilorglan, funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.